how good of a job they've done recruiting him. And his relationship with Donovan Vestal, who's going to sign with Nebraska on Wednesday, both from Arlington, Donovan Vestal calls him his little brother. So Donovan Vestal probably deserves a little credit here, too, for Jamal Turner's commitment.
Well, John, when it comes to dual-threat quarterbacks in the 2011 class, it's early. I know evaluations aren't completely done. You don't have rankings and things like that out yet. But, you know, best guess, where would he rank among the dual-threat quarterbacks that are going to be available in this class?
Well, I think he's probably right up there. I mean, he was the district MVP, threw for and ran combined for close to 3,000 yards. Second-team All-State selection, a guy that did it all on his film, obviously drawing offers from Oklahoma and Alabama, not always as a quarterback, sometimes as an athlete. But compared to other guys I've seen as athletes playing the quarterback position or other guys in the Dallas area alone for 2011,
cattle were higher on Friday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
High school basketball is on the air on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. We begin each game day with In the Paint, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. We've got the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament at facing St. Cecilia. Gets set to take on Archbishop Bergen. We'll spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And coach, a nice victory for you the other night over Boys Town. And now we've got four teams remaining here in the Centennial Conference Tournament. All four are ranked. I guess that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, highly ranked in their classes. And, you know, anytime you get to this point of the season, you're going to be playing good competition, and they must be. Everybody's playing well, or they wouldn't be playing on Friday night. So, you know, it'll come down to a lot of little things in basketball where you see momentum swings and how your kids maybe. You know, it's a different setting when you go to one venue and you know that it's play well or you don't survive and you don't go to the next round. He's playing at their home sites the other night. Now we move here to Lincoln Christian for the semifinals and the championships on Saturday. Just a nice little. I guess in advance to the postseason, get to see some different gyms and some different settings. Yeah, it is. And, you know, we're playing a team we haven't played in a few years. So, you know, we don't play them regular season. We haven't played them in the conference tournament or anything. And a lot of rich tradition there. You know, Bergen's got a good group of kids, and we just have to be prepared. I mean, our kids are, you know, mentally strong this time of the year, and hopefully, you know, they'll come out and be ready to play.
You said four ranked teams here at the end. Second ranked St. Cecilia. We've got third ranked Central Catholic, 10th ranked Lincoln Christian, and then we got to Bergen, who was number three in the Class C2 poll. That's a testament just how tough this conference is.
It sure is, and, you know, there's some good teams that aren't playing here on Friday night, but all four teams left are aggressive-minded type of teams, like to put a lot of pressure on the basketball, and, you know, it comes down to playing good defense this time of the year, and you look at these teams, and they're all good guards. They handle the ball well. And, you know, the Centennial Conference, you know, there isn't really a weak link. We talked about that the other night. And anytime you get to this point of the season, you better be, you know, playing at the top of your game or you are going to be sitting at home.
St. Cecilia sitting at 12-1 in the season. If this ball game gets ready to unfold here tonight, you beat Boys Town in the quarterfinals, 63-37. It was close in the first quarter, and you guys kind of took over in quarter number two.
Yeah, I thought we did a great job in the second quarter of getting better shots. Now that we watched the film and looked at it, we told our kids, you know, we took shots and we settled for some shots in the first quarter that, you know, were decent shots, but really we want to establish that inside game. And once we started going to the line and taking control inside, you know, they kind of wore down a little bit, and our defense picked up. And anytime you pick up your defense a little bit and get some easy runouts on them, all of a sudden, you know, it turns into a 6-point burst, and then you're playing in a different type of comfort level.
Talk about the inside. Zach Stirrup had 15 points in the ball game, and the big guy was Paul Getter, 24 points and 17 rebounds in the contest.
Yeah, those two are complementing each other real well right now, and that's, you know, a big scoring outburst from Paul. He's usually right around the 8 to 10 points per game, and the big thing about Paul has been is he's probably a 12 to 14 type scorer, but he's struggled putting the ball on the hoop, and he's really worked on trying to get his shoulders a little more square and taking a little bit better shots. And the other night he was just playing at a different level due to the fact that I think he got off to a great start. You know, we talked about a lot of that week of just pump faking, getting your shoulders square. Hopefully they leave their feet, draw body contact, and put the ball in the hole. And he got off to a great start to start the game, and he just kept playing well the rest of the night.
Gettert and stir up a kind of a 1-2 punch in there for Kansas City. Is that where we have the advantage inside in Class 2-1 basketball? We are so strong inside.
Right now, it looks like, you know, most of the opponents we played cannot match up, obviously, with Zach's size and Paul's athleticism. And, you know, anytime you can put a 6'10", 260-pound kid that's very strong and skilled inside, he does a lot for us defensively that doesn't, you know, kind of goes unnoticed. And then he's always been real consistent, you know, 13 to 18 points. Close to 10 rebounds. Paul, the same thing. You know, they're very consistent in what they do, and then Paul gives us a great advantage because he can go out on the perimeter and really guard anybody from their point guard anywhere down to the low post.
So you get 39 points out of your inside the guys, and then the outside, Dalton Seeley, his average game, 18 points.
You're right. He's just been really consistent, you know, since Christmas. I think Dalton's really found his legs and game and everything. And he just is, he's still our go-to player, and teams know that. He's been our most consistent player here for 3 years, three-year starter. Does a lot for our team that goes unnoticed. He had some great assists the other night that we had a couple bobbles inside that, you know, would have been assists, too. So he averages three. He's our leading assist, leading scorer. Rebounds well, and then he plays good defense, so leads the team in steals. So, you know, you got a kid there that's well-rounded, and he's a great athlete, too.
Fremont Bergen here tonight, Archbishop Bergen in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Eastern St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher. We're in Lincoln tonight for the semifinals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Archbishop Bergen, as we mentioned, they're ranked number 3 in Class C2. They are 13-1 in the season. Their only loss was a three-point defeat to the hands of Council Bluffs St. Albert. Obviously, a great basketball team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, they are. And the first statistic you look at them is they have a bunch of seniors and upperclassmen. And anytime, you know, you come into a game like this, you look at their roster, and they're not playing any sophomores on theirs. They have all seniors and juniors. They've got some tradition that they've been, you know, been in this conference championship round here in the last two nights in the past when they had the Eichmeyer boy. They're well coached. They've won some state titles. Their kids know a lot about the game of basketball. And you look at those things, and, you know, they're expecting to win the ball game, so we'll have to be ready.
Looks like a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. They're averaging about 65 points per ball game on offense. Great defensively, too, giving up only 44.
Yeah, they are tempo on offense, and that offense is geared around, I think, a little bit off their defense. They're a multifaceted defense team. They'll play anything from full court denial out of a zone press and then go full court man-to-man. They'll play half court 1-3-1 trap. They disguise their defenses really well at times. And then offensively, they're sound. You'll watch them pass the ball. That's the first thing I saw on film. They pass the ball really well and move it to the open shooter. So they really do have some ability out here, so we're really going to have to go and be ready.
They had four guys score in double figures in the ball game against Newman in the quarterfinals. A balanced scoring attack we'll see tonight.
Yeah, you're right. You know, they're not one guy that really they go through. They've got a couple players that, yeah, definitely we're going to have to shadow a little bit here and there. But they are well-rounded. They have solid post play, 6'5", and a 6'1 kid that plays about 6'4", if you'd actually watch him play. And then their guards, you know, they shoot the ball well from the perimeter, and they bring a couple guards off the bench that shoot the ball well.
So it likes to get up and down the floor. Tempo tonight, is that a concern for us?
You know, we always have talked about we would like to push the ball a little bit more here and there, but we definitely have to get back in our conversion. They do a great job of getting back or pushing the ball, whether it's a miss or a make, and then they're real strong in their pressure too. So we've got to make sure we handle the ball correctly as we're bringing it down the floor. Tempo, you know, we want to get into what I call a rhythm tempo, where we can get, you know, a score, and a stop all in a three successive possessions. That's kind of our goal. And anytime you can do that, we got to take control inside. We want a tempo to where we can get it into the post at times and then get some inside outs out to our guards.
Is there one or two things that we absolutely have to do tonight to win this game?
Well, we got to value the basketball. They're very good at getting their hands on stuff and trapping you in corners and getting you out of your rhythm offensively. I think the other night against Boys Town, we kind of had a stretch where the press bothered us enough not to let us get into our offense. Tonight, they'll do the same type of stuff. They'll press us and jump us out at half court, you know, with their 1-3-1 defense. So we have to do a great job of getting into our offense, and that's value in the basketball right away. Secondly, you know, I think we got to control the boards. We should win the battle on the boards, but you never know. We got to make sure our kids are checking out and doing the fundamental things.
You guys, the defending champions of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, what would it mean for your squad to get back to the championship game tomorrow night?
Well, you know, you definitely want to be prepared and play well this time of the year. You know, defending a championship, I don't think our kids talk a lot about that, but they, you know, I know inside it probably means a lot to them to, you know, the group last year was carried by six seniors. There's another hungry group of seniors here that are, you know, wanting to do some of the same things for this program and for their school. So, you know, getting back to that championship game is going to take a tremendous effort. We've got a lot of respect for our opponent, and we definitely got to play well.
Okay, collect that.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Bergen tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good evening. Welcome to Lincoln Christian High School here tonight, the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament on 1230 KHIS. Tonight we see the once-beaten St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, ranked number 2 in Class C1, taking on once-beaten Archbishop Bergen. The Knights come in ranked number 3 in Class C2. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The winner of this ball game will move on to the tournament championship ball game. That's going to be held tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and they will play Grand Island Central Catholic, the number 1 seed in the final game. Central Catholic held on tonight to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 47-45 in overtime. It was Lincoln Christian's Austin Mathers hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer to force the overtime session. Brandon Meyer hit a free throw with 4.3 seconds to play to give Central Catholic a 47-45 advantage in that overtime session. Lincoln Christian came down with a chance to win the basketball game, but they turned it over on the final possession. And Central Catholic wins here tonight in the other semifinals ball game by a score of 47-45. So Central Catholic, still undefeated in the season, will play the winner of this ball game coming up tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for the conference championship. Give me the starting lineups for St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley, the 6'2" and senior. Seeley is averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Joe Ryan, the 6'2" and senior. Ryan is averaging 4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game.
all getter to 6'4" and senior. Paul had a tremendous ball game the other night. He scored 24 points and grabbed 17 rebounds in the ball game against Boys Town. They're going to start here tonight. Bo Schwenker, the 6'2" senior. Bo is averaging 7 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. And then Zach Stirrup, the guy inside, 6'10", and a junior. Stirrup is averaging 13 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Josh Boggs will get a start for Archbishop Bergen, 5'8" and a junior. Patrick Rasmussen is a 5'11" senior. John Spellerberg is a 6'3" junior. Nick Jensen is a 6'1" and senior. And also Derek White is 6'5" and senior in the starting lineup here tonight for the Bergen Knights. Hastings St. Cecilia dressed in their blue uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the white. Bergen is going to be the home team. They'll be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the green and the gold. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia 12-1, getting set to take on Archbishop Bergen. They are 13-1 in the season. St. Cecilia will shoot to our baskets to our left, and it's going to be the Hawks controlling the opening tip. Bo Schwenker with the ball outside down to Joe Ryan. There's a wild pass down in the corner. Seeley has got the ball. Bounds it back out into three-point territory to Schwenker. Brings it back to Seeley. Jump pass to the right side to Joe Ryan. Down on the baseline to Gettert. It's going to be Bergen opening up in a zone defense, looks like, against the St. Cecilia here tonight. Been a while since we've seen zone against the Hawks. Here's Paul Gettert. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped to the baseline and is picked up there by Nick Jensen of Fremont Bergen. A pass down the near sideline is going to be intercepted by Seeley. Seeley gets the ball down to Schwenker. The first turnover on Archbishop Bergen here in the basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia with the ball. Schwenker right side. They get it to Paul Gettert. Back out now to Schwenker at the top of the key. On the dribble, moves it to the left side. Schwenker down in the corner on the right side, down to Dalton Seeley. Bounce pass down low. Here's a shot up and in by Paul Gettert. Paul Gettert gets the field goal again. He had 24 points in the quarterfinals the other night against Boys Town. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's a pass to the free throw line, intercepted. Intercepted by Gettert. So two possessions and two turnovers so far on Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia with the ball. Joe Ryan dribbles just to the right of the lane there. Out in three-point territory. Now to Bo Schwenker. The Ryan, the Seeley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound on the weak side by Schwenker. Bo has got it in the corner. Brings it out on the wing. Down to Joe Ryan. Across the top, Dalton Seeley. Down low, Paul Gettert. Shot is going to be blocked down. Gettert had the rebound, and it's whipped out of there by Derek White of Fremont Bergen. Archbishop Bergen down the near sideline. Down the baseline. Nick Jensen has got the ball. Picked up by Gettert. Pass back out near the 10-second line. That's Joseph Boggs, or Josh Boggs with the ball. Archbishop Bergen outside down to Derek White. Moves it back around down low. Left side of shot is coming in. Nick Jensen got it just to the left of the basket down low on the baseline, and he scores. First field goal of the ball game for the Knights. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter here from Lincoln Christian tonight. Dalton Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down to Gettert. Now to Seeley on the wing. Bounce pass out on top to Bo Schwenker. Bo dribbling with the basketball here for St. Cecilia. Schwenker looking at this defense of Archbishop Bergen. Reverse the ball and gets it over there to Joe Ryan. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Schwenker. Entry pass to Gettert. Now to Seeley. Drives the baseline. Shoots and scores. Gettert gets the assist. Dalton Seeley gets the field goal. And the Blue Hawks go out on top by a score of 4-2. We have played about 2.5 minutes here in the basketball game tonight from Lincoln. There's a pass deflected into the backcourt. Seeley tries to chase it down. He gets the ball but cannot save it. It rolls out of bounds here on the near sideline. So Bergen will play things in just underway. 5:28 to play first quarter. The winner gets Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night for the boys' championship here in the Centennial Conference Tournament. The girls' championship is going to be staged between Newman and Lincoln Christian. That ball game will go at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. Bergen with the ball. Chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. There's Boggs. He backs it on out near the 10-second line. Boggs will go to a Nick Jensen. Here's a pass down low, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Spellerberg out of bounds. Three turnovers now on Archbishop Bergen in the basketball game. This is a team that has shown that they can put some points on the board, scoreboard. They average 65 points per ball game on offense. They play very good defense, giving up only 44 points per game. St. Cecilia with a 4-2 lead. Here's Zach Stirrup, right side of the lane, gets up to Bo Schwenker, down in the corner to Seeley. Shot for three is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Josh Boggs. Boggs runs her back the other way. Here's the pass into the lane. It's going to be mishandled there. Mishandled by White. The fourth turnover now on Fremont Bergen. Down the right sideline. That's going to be Gettert with the ball. Now to Schwenker. Swings it left side. Joe Ryan dribbles once. Ryan gives it up. Now to Dalton Seeley. Wild pass down low. Seeley, rather a Stirrup, grabs it. A shot is up there. It's no good, and a foul is called. So Zach Stirrup, the big guy, goes to the free throw line down for St. Cecilia. The foul will go on Derek White. That's going to be his first team foul on the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. In the semifinals, Zach Stirrup to the free throw line, just a 48% foul shooter on the season. He is 23 out of 47. His first free throw tonight is up there and in. It's the front iron and banks off of the glass and down to the hole. Safe to say, as a team, hitting only 60% of their foul shots this year, 50% from the field, and 32% from three-point territory. The Hawks now have a three-point lead, 5-2. Next shot is up there. That one is good. So Zach Stirrup, despite shooting 48% from the free throw line, goes the mark for the first time tonight and hits a pair. The Hawks are out on top now by a score of 6-2. Spellerberg has got the ball to White. White swings to the left side to a Kammer. Is into the ball game now for the Archbishop Knights. They move it over here on the right side to a John Spellerberg. Holds it against Steely. Bounce pass comes over here to a Tom Went. Went into the contest now for the Knights. Gets away. Dribbles into the lane. Puts Kennard in the air. Then throws up a shot. It's up and in. Tom Went scores. He had 6 the other night, as Archbishop Bergen beat Newman by a score of 62-45 in the quarterfinals here of the Centennial Conference Tournament. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Gettard has got it on the baseline on the right side. Gettard gets it out of the wing down to Seeley. Seeley comes out to a Joe Ryan. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Getting his hands on it there, Curtis Kammer for Archbishop Bergen. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Hamburger. Coming out will be Joe Ryan. Hamburger averaging 4 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Into the lineup now for Archbishop Bergen is going to be Nick Jensen. Coming out will be Derek White. 3:47 to play here in the first quarter. 6-4, St. Cecilia with a 2-point lead. Hawks have the basketball. Swink has got it now to Hamburger. Hamburger bounce pass down on the baseline. Gettard holds it there. Gettard down on top now to a Bo Swink. It dribbles down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Goes to Dalton Seeley on the wing. Seeley holds it. Now to Swink. It spins it over here on the left side to Phil Hamburger. Cross-court pass goes to Seeley. There's an entry pass that's going to be deflected. Picked up by Gettard on the baseline. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Stirrup grabs the rebound. Goes back up. Puts it up the right-handed and scores. Zach Stirrup now with 4 points in the basketball game. And Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 4-point lead over Archbishop Bergen. 8-4 is the score now. We're at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament in Lincoln tonight. Action on 1230 KHAS. Tom Went with the ball now for Archbishop Bergen. Down low. They get it to Nick Jensen. He's double-teamed. Kicks it back out on the far sideline to Kammer. Back outside, a three-pointer put up there. No good by Boggs. Offensive rebound. Brought down by Kammer. He dumps it down low and a foul is called. Kammer got the offensive board. Dumps it down to Nick Jensen just left of the basket, and he is fouled on the play there by Dalton Seeley of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his first ball, first foul. And the first team foul on St. Cecilia. It goes on Gettard. Gettard and not Seeley. So Paul's first personal foul. Now at the free throw line, Nick Jensen, and his shot is up and in. Jensen, a field goal, and now he adds a free throw to his credit here tonight. And Archbishop Bergen is back to within 3 points, 8-5 to score now. We got 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter, Lincoln Christian High School. The winner gets Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night at 6 for the tournament championship. Big shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nick Jensen hits the pair, and Archbishop Bergen is back to within 2 points, 8-6 to score. Ninth applying pressure here in backcourt. Swink has got it. He gets it to Stirrup. Now into the offensive scoring zone. Phil Hamburger has got it on the dribble. Comes out now to Swinka. Out between the rings here for St. Cecilia. Swinka dribbling with the ball. Now to Hamburger. The Knights still in a zone defense. Hamburger at the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Joe Ryan back out to Hamburger. Entry pass. They get it inside the lane there. A travel violation on Seeley. Seeley had it in the paint. Takes one way and then the other. And he's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on St. Cecilia in the ball game. The Hawks have done a great job taking care of the basketball this year. They only averaged 8 turnovers per ball game. That's their first doing this one. But now Archbishop Bergen with a chance to pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. John Spellerberg has got it. Right side of the lane, picked up by Seeley. Goes out to a Tom Went. Went directing some traffic out here. He hands the ball away to a Josh Boggs. Boggs has got to Bo Schwenker right in his face defensively. Boggs out near the 10-second line, gets rid of it. Now to the near side to Spellerberg. Back out to Boggs. Boggs directing some traffic. We're down to 2 minutes to play now here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got an 8-6 lead. Bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball, missing his Kammer. Rebound is loose and a whistle stops play. Foul is going to be called on Archbishop Bergen. It's going to go on Curtis Kammer. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Knights in the ball game. St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. Stirrup's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Boggs has got it. He dumps it across the lane. Here's a shot that's going to be blocked down. Rebound is loose and it's going to be picked up here by the Knights. Spellerberg has got it over on the wing on the left side to Jensen. Jensen goes down in the corner to Kammer. His pass out on top is going to be intercepted. intercepted by Seeley. He dives, shoots, and he tries to stuff one home. He misses the stuff. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Back out to Bo Schwenken. Now to Seeley. He tries to throw the hole, and an offensive foul is called on Dalton Seeley. Seeley trying to go up and stuff the ball on the break. Missed it. And then he commits the personal foul here as he drives it back toward the hole after getting the offensive board. So a couple of mistakes there by Seeley, and he's going to come out of the ballgame now, and Gettard comes in. So 8-6 is the score. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead here in this one. Archbishop Bergen comes back with the ball. Here on the near sideline is Spellenberg. Spellenberg holds it over here against Joe Ryan, gets away, dribbles down on the baseline on the right side. Gets it into the hands now of Nick Jensen. Jensen goes to the basket, and his shot is going to be blocked out of bounds by Gettard. Took off in the wing on the right side and drove the ball to the basket against the Gettard. The ball with a nice block right out of bounds. Archbishop Bergen will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:13 to play in the first quarter. 8-6, St. Cecilia with the lead. Bergen will play things in way out on top. Nick Jensen has got it. Jensen drives the ball against Stura. Now dishes off on the far sideline. Tom Wendt has got it for the Knights. Wendt comes out now to a Tanner Worth, who's into the ball game for the first time. Far sideline to Cammer. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here late in the first quarter. Here's Spellenberg down on the low block right side. Wendt shot from 10, no good. Rebound comes down. Hamburger of St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got it back for the Hawks. Across the midcourt stripe. Zone defense still for Fremont Bergen here in the basketball game. Pass outside. There's going to be a Schwenke. Dribbles into the paint and throws the ball out of bounds. Had it in the lane there. Trying to get it to Hamburger here in the near sideline. Had it in 3-point territory. And they throw the ball away. Three turnovers now in St. Cecilia in the ball game. 39 seconds to play in the first quarter. 8-6 the score. Hawks have the lead. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Ostrander. He's going to replace Bo Schwenke. Also going to see Ryan Sheehy in the ball game now for Mass Durham. 8-6. St. Cecilia with the lead. Tanner Worth stops here in backcourt. Gets it across the midcourt stripe with a pass to Spellenberg. Spellenberg now to Curtis Kammer. Now to a Nick Jensen on the near sideline to a Patrick Rasmussen. Rasmussen to a Tanner Worth on the wing now to Rasmussen. A whistle stop play. And a foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. A personal foul will go on the Hawks. It's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. It's going to be his first team on number two. I'm St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Now with 21.7 seconds to play, it'll be Bergen playing things in from underneath their own basket. They lob it out here to a Derek White. White to Spellenberg at the top of the key, over on the wing on the left side to Worth. Now to White again, about 25 feet away from the basket. Goes right side to Patrick Rasmussen. Top of the key to Jensen. Jensen dribbling down the lane against Gettard. Stops, puts up a shot into the corner, and he's following the play. Danced around the rim and finally went down through the hole, and he is fouling the play. He'll go to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Jensen now with 6 points in the basketball game. Gettard picks up his second personal foul. Nick had 11 points the other night in the quarterfinals when Bergen beat Newman 62-45. Jensen will have a free throw here. His shot is up to the end. 3-for-3 from the foul line. Here comes Sturt back in the ball game. Here comes Seeley back in. Gettard comes out for St. Cecilia. And also coming out of the ball game is going to be Joe Ryan. 5.1 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And it's now Bergen out on top of the Hawks by the score of 9-8. The Knights have scored the last 5 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia will inbound here in backcourt. Bill Hamburger, 5.1 seconds to play. Dalton Seeley down the left sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Hitting the deck there for Bergen. We got into the contest for Archbishop Bergen. That was number 10, Matt Schleister. Schleister picks up the personal foul. And now with 3.9 seconds to play, St. Cecilia will play it in right in front of their own bench. Simon Ostrander will play things in into the lane. It's grabbed there by Struth. Their shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Bergen. But Derek White, here's a shot from half court. It's off of the glass, no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Archbishop Bergen has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. They're in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. After one, Archbishop Bergen 9, Hastings St. Cecilia 8.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth is proud to serve Hastings and South Central Nebraska. Call him today at 402-462-2920 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action tonight on 1230 KHAS, and also available on the internet at www.hastingslink.com. We are getting ready for the second quarter here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is trailing in the ball game by a score of 9-8. And Archbishop Bergen will have the opening possession of the second quarter. They found the ball down low. Jensen has got it, nearly tied up on the play. Jensen hops into the lane, double team, triple team, sends it down in the corner to Rasmussen. His shot is good, but it won't count. A 3-second violation is called. They mentioned the traffic in the lane there. And a 3-second violation is called on Archbishop Bergen. That wipes out a 3-pointer from the left corner by Patrick Rasmussen. Saints is still trailing in the ball game tonight. 9-8 is the score. Archbishop Bergen with a 1-point lead. Phil Hamburger down the left sideline, pulls up inside the 3-point circle, won't put up a shot. Hamburger goes to Seeley, now to Hamburger again, right side to Bo Schwenke. Schwenke, rainbow pass near his side, goes to Dalton Seeley. Back out to Hamburger, still out beyond the 3-point circle, sends it down in the corner again to Seeley. Seeley double team, gets away, dribbles into the lane, jump pass to the far side. Schwenke has got it. They work that zone defense left to right. Here's Hamburger, shot from 10, no good. Tip try by Hamburger is good. Hamburger with a couple of shots to the bucket, and St. Cecilia has now got the advantage in this one. 10-9, back the other way, and his shot is up and in, and he's fouled Derek White. Derek White just outraces the defense there for St. Cecilia. The Hawks slow in getting back. White gets the field goal, and he is fouled in the play. But Derek has got a chance at a 3-point play here, 57 seconds into the second quarter. The first foul goes on Zach Stirrup. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Blue Hawks here in the ballgame. So Derek White to the free throw line now for Archbishop Bergen. He had 12 the other night at the quarterfinals against Newman. That's his first field goal of the night. There's a shot from the line. It's up there in Ronald's home. It's good. So Archbishop Bergen has now got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia's seesaw battle here so far. The Knights 12 and the Blue Hawks 10. St. Cecilia with the ball. Simon Ostrander has got it. Out to Hamburger here, left side of the lane. Hamburger comes out to Bow. Top of the key. Over on the right side down to Simon Ostrander. Dribbles once, comes out to Schwenke, top of the key. Schwenke looks, now to Dalton Seeley. Seeley comes over here on the near sideline to Hamburger. Little fake, dribbles into the paint. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Derek White of Archbishop Bergen. So the Hawks will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:38 to play in the second quarter. 12-10 is the score. Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont with a lead here over Hastings St. Cecilia. Hawks will play things in. Simon Ostrander, entry pass again to Seeley. Nice pass on the right side of the lane. A shot up and in by Zach Stewart. Dalton Seeley gets the assist. He is averaging 3.2 assists per ballgame. Now he gets a steal here on the near sideline. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. He misses that one. Rebound is loose. Seeley picks it back up. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Dalton Seeley gets the field goal there for St. Cecilia. He is fouled on the play. And now Seeley will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. That's the fourth team foul on Archbishop Bergen. Now 14-12. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Personal foul whistled on Derek White of Archbishop Bergen. That's going to be his second foul. So Steele to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and he misses that one. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Down the near sideline, Spellerberg has got it now. Spellerberg to Boggs. Down to Spellerberg. They get it to the top of the key. That's going to be Nick Jensen. Over on the wing on the left side to Patrick Rasmussen. His entry pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted. Here comes St. Cecilia back the other way. A long pass down the floor. Too far for Steele. He saves it, but right into the hands of Boggs. He drives, shoots, and an offensive foul is called. Boggs runs over a man in the lane there. That was Schwenke. Hans Christian Bergen had it on the turnover, but they took the turnover themselves back at the other end with a charging foul. They took that baby right down the lane. 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 14-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with a two-point advantage. The winner gets Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night. Here's Swinkett, dribbles down to four. Down the lane, there's a pass over on the right side of the lane down to Seeley. The shot's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down there. Here comes Archbishop Bergen back the other way. Boggs, a pass down in the corner. Rasmussen's three-pointers put up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touch by Spellerberg in the lane there for Archbishop Bergen. High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHS. We are at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament in Lincoln at Lincoln Christian High School. AC St. Cecilia holding on to a 14-12 advantage here over Archbishop Bergen. Just two losses between these two teams so far this season. There's a pass by Seeley. It's going to be intercepted. Spellerberg picks it off. Seeley threw it right to him. Fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Here's Spellerberg at the other end. A shot from the top of the key. No good. High in the air for the rebound is Seeley. Seeley throws his elbows to get out of there. No foul called. Here's the pass to get it away to a Schwinker. Jump pass to the far sideline. Hamburger down to Seeley. 4-3. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tom Went of Archbishop Bergen. Long pass down to Porter Rasmussen. Puts up a left-handed shot. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound stirrup. Zach has got it for St. Cecilia. Hands it away down to Seeley. Seeley now to Hamburger. Now head coach Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 14, Archbishop Bergen 12.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Girls High School basketball tonight after one quarter. Adams Central leading Hastings High 12-11. A final score in Silver Lake continues the roll. They beat Lawrence Nelson tonight in girls high school basketball. The final of 47-28. 14-12 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia has got a two-point lead in the contest against Archbishop Bergen. And the official is looking for someone who is bleeding out there. They have checked Stirrup of St. Cecilia. They have checked Tom Wett of Bergen. But now we're going to play. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Matt Kissinger into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. He'll play things in to Schwinka. Now to Kissinger over here on the left side of the lane. Back to Schwinka. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Over on the wing on the right side, that's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Cross court pass comes to Kissinger. This zone has been distracting to the St. Cecilia offensive flow so far tonight. They get it inside to Stirrup. Now to Gettert right at the elbow. Gives it away to Schwinka. Down in the corner to Kissinger to Schwinka. Right side to Hamburger. Entry pass. Stirrup has got it. Double team. Stirrup comes over here on the wing. Here's a shot by Schwinka. Won't go. Rebound Stirrup. He is almost tied up on the play. Now an offensive foul is called. An elbowing foul there on Stirrup. On the rebound, Zach Stirrup is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number two on him. So now Gettert with two and Stirrup with two so far in the ball game. So long way to go. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in quarter number two. 14-12 is the score. And now what do we have? It's going to be... All right, now we got Bo Schwinka coming to the sideline. It is him that is evidently bleeding off of his left elbow. They don't have to get that taken care of. He's going to check out of the ball game. So they found the guilty party here. And Matt Kissinger will come back in there as Bo Schwinka is going to receive some medical attention here on the near sideline on the St. Cecilia bench. So Archbishop Bergen can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. They are down 14-12 with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play. Stirrup comes out of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Jordan Konsberg will come in. Derek White is going to check in now for Archbishop Bergen. Coming to the bench will be Nick Jensen. So 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 14-12 is the score. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Bergen has got the ball. Josh Boggs, left-handed dribble across the timeline, goes over here on the wing to Spellerberg, sends it down low on the block right side. They get it to White. White back inside to Tom Went, trying to put a move on. Can't do it. Konsberg running his face defensively. Back around to the left side. That's Boggs with the ball. Boggs dribbling with it. Calls out the play. Circles around to the right side. Bounce pass on the wing. the deep wing. Spellerberg now to Tom Wendt. Down the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Wendt looking. Finally gets it away to Kammer. Kammer still at the three-point arc. Throws up the ball. He's going to come back out into near the 10-second line. It is picked up there by Spellerberg. Then his pass is going to be intercepted by Ryan. He drives, shoots, and scores. Archbishop Bergen with a turnover. Back the other way. They throw up a shot. It's going to be nosed in by Kammer. Now a foul is going to be called in the rebound. The foul is going to go here on St. Cecilia. The rebound is going to go on Jordan Konzrick. That's going to be his first. So Bergen has turned the ball over eight times here in the first half. St. Cecilia, five. Here comes Schwenke back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Matt Kissinger. First foul on Konzrick. That's going to be team foul number seven in St. Cecilia. So now the Knights in a one-and-one situation now with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the second quarter. 16-12 is the score. Here comes the free throw coming up here from Derek White. He's got 3 points so far tonight, one of one from the line. Shot is up there, it's good. White will have one more. Back into the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen will be Tanner Worth. And coming to the bench will be Josh Boggs. So Worth into the ball game now for the Knights. 6'2" and senior for Archbishop Bergen. For the free throw line, Derek White for Archbishop. And the eyes the bucket. Second shot is up there. That one rattles off of there. No good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Paul Gettard gets the rebound for the Hawks. The St. Cecilia is leading down by a score of 16-13. Here's Schwenke, the Ryan, down to the baseline. Gettard has got it. Gettard looks at his own defense, comes out between the rings again to Joe Ryan to the free throw line. Now a bounce pass down low to Gettard. His shot from point blank range is no good. Rebound Konzbrick. Follow shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Archbishop Bergen. Derek White gets the rebound there. Now to John Spellerberger. Spellerberg goes over on the left side to a Kammer. Now between the rings to Tanner Worth. Good defense here by St. Cecilia's Joe Ryan down the right side, and we got a foul called. They're driving into the hole there, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Joe Ryan, and St. Cecilia's first. Remember, the Knights are in the one-and-one situation here with 2 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the second quarter. 16-13. The Hawks holding on to a three-point advantage. Tanner worked the free throw line for Bergen. Scored 1 point the other night, and he equals that here as he hits his first free throw. So Worth gets his first free throw to go down. It's now a 16-14 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. And Tanner will have one more. Bergen, ranked number three in class C2 here this week, according to the Lincoln Journal Star. The second shot is up there is good. And St. Cecilia has now got a 16-15 advantage here in the second quarter. The Knights hanging tough here. Here's Joe Ryan with the ball for St. Cecilia. Down in the corner, Seeley. His double team tries to get away. Drives the baseline. Comes out on the wing out of Joe Ryan. Ryan holds it against his own defense. Out of Bo Schwenke. Double teamed out here. Schwenke's got to get rid of it. He does. Ryan has got it. Entry pass. And now they dump it down low. His shot is up and in. And he's fouled. That's Paul Gettard. Nice pass there by Ryan as they get it down to a Paul Gettard. On the baseline, Gettard sends her home, and he is fouled with a play. Spellerberg picks up the personal foul for Archbishop Bergen. That's going to be his first. And Paul Gettard, the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. He had 24 points the other night in their victory over Boys Town. 24 points and 17 rebounds. First chance of the free throw here tonight. His shot is up there as good. So a three-point play by Gettard. And Paul has now got 5 points in the basketball game. St. Cecilia has got a four-point lead. 19-15, a low-scoring affair here tonight. 2:26 to play here in the second quarter. Spellerberg has got it, works against Seeley. Goes over on the wing on the left side. With the basketball now is going to be Curtis Kammer. He comes out into three-point territory. He's picked up there by Schwenke. Here's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought down on the baseline. Takes to see as Ryan has got it. Now he loses the ball. Picked up by Bergen, and a foul is going to be called. Ryan had the ball. He lost it. Derek White picks it up in the lane, and then a foul is going to be called here on Bergen. And St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. That was a traveling violation, evidently. No foul call. The traveling violation is called on Archbishop Bergen. So St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with a four-point lead, 19-15. We're at the two-minute mark. Here's Seeley with the ball. Seeley comes over here to Schwenke on the wing. Double team comes back out to Ryan. Sends it to the far sideline. Seeley pass inside to Gettard. His shot is up and in. Seeley, a great pass again to the right sideline. Paul Gettard gets the field goal. He's got 7 points in the contest. St. Cecilia now with the biggest lead of the ball game at 21-15. Here's Bergen with the ball back outside. Tom Wendt drives it down the lane. There's one and one hander is up there and in. Tom Wendt hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 21-17. St. Cecilia leading by 4 points now with 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Seeley sends over here on this left side to a Joe Ryan. Ryan holds it in three-point territory. Looking. Joe has still got it. Now a bounce pass comes from the near sideline to Seeley. Back up to Ryan. Now to Bo Schwenke. Down on the baseline. Gettert. Cross-court pass down in the left corner. Shot by Seeley. It's going to be no good. Rebound Gettert. Falls down with the ball. And a travel violation. Gettert got the rebound on the weak side there after the missed three-pointer from deep in the left corner by Dalton Seeley. He falls down with the ball, and the traveling violation is called on Gettert. So it's going to be Archbishop Bergen playing the ball in. In backcourt here with a minute and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. 21-17 is the score. The winner will get Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night for the conference championship, the conference tournament championship. The Crusaders held on tonight to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 47-45. That was in the first ball game played tonight, an overtime session here at the Crusader Gym. There's the ball poked away again. It's going to be picked up by St. Cecilia. Turnover number 10 on Bergen so far in the ball game, and now the Hawks have the ball with 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Schwenke comes out to Dalton Seeley. Comes across the top to Schwenke. He fakes, takes it to the free throw line. Bob pass to the near sideline. Hamburger drives the baseline. It's knocked out of his hands, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. They will play things in with 38.7 seconds remaining here in quarter number two, 21-17, St. Cecilia with the lead. Dalton Seeley has got it to the right sideline now. That's Schwenke. Comes back out to Seeley. Now to Joe Ryan. Back to Dalton Seeley. Fakes. Takes it to the free throw line. Backs it on out of there. St. Cecilia probably going for the final shot now of this first half. We're down to 25 seconds to play. Hamburger just holding on to the ball here. Just across the 10-second line. Bergen really not to pressuring defensively now. As Hamburger just holds on to the ball. Finally gets rid of it now to Schwenke with 13 to play. Schwenke on the right sideline. Dribbling with the ball out here near the 10-second line. Now it's Bo Schwenke to the near sideline. Now down in the corner. That's Dalton Seeley. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It won't go. Rebound Konsberg. He has it slipped out of his hands, and a foul is called. With 7/10 of a second remaining in the second quarter. So Seeley's shot wouldn't go, but Jordan Konsberg right there on the offensive glass for St. Cecilia. And the foul is going to go on Derek White. That's going to be his third. He picks up that one with 7/10 of a second remaining here in the second quarter. And Jordan Konsberg to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He has not scored tonight. Just a 28% foul shooter on the season. Konsberg puts it up there, and the shot is good. He'll get one more. That was the 17th foul on Fremont Bergen. Konsberg was fouled in the act of shooting, so this is a two-shot foul anyway. And Jordan will have one more. St. Cecilia now leading by 5 points, 22-17. Next shot by Konsberg is up there. That one is short. Rebound tapped around. It's going to be picked down by Fremont Bergen. And that is the end of the first half of play. Racing St. Cecilia comes back from a 9-8 first quarter deficit. And the Hawks will have the lead here at halftime in boys high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS in the Centennial Conference Tournament in Lincoln. The score at halftime is Hastings St. Cecilia 22, Archbishop Bergen 17.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School. Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 22-17 here at halftime with St. Cecilia out on top. The Hawks outscoring Archbishop Bergen 14-8 in the second quarter after the Knights had a 9-8 advantage after one. St. Cecilia unable to break away until the final stages of this second quarter, and the Hawks enjoying a 5-point lead here at halftime. Their biggest lead of the first half was at 6 points at 21-15. So a couple of teams that have been very successful so far in this 2009-2010 season. St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergen scoring off here in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Hawks ranked number 2 in Class C1, and the Knights ranked number 3 in Class D2. And the Blue Hawks have the advantage here at halftime to score 22-17. And the winner of this ball game will move on to face Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow at 6 o'clock for the tournament championship. Central Catholic was able to beat Lincoln Christian tonight by a score of 47-45 in overtime. St. Cecilia, Central Catholic got one free throw from Brandon Beyer with 4.3 seconds to play to give the Crusaders a 47-45 advantage. But then Lincoln Christian came down to four and turned the ball over in their final possession, and Central Catholic picked up the win here tonight by 2 points, 47-45. It was Austin Mathers who hit a three-pointer at the end of regulation to send the ball game into the overtime session. Then with 5.3 seconds to play in the overtime, he was at the free throw line, had a chance to actually tie the ball game up as he was fouled out in three-point territory, had three shots, he made two of them. That made the score 46-45 in favor of the Central Catholic Crusaders. That was when Brandon Beyer was fouled. He went to the line, hit one of two free throws to make it 47-45, and then Christian coming down and turning the ball over with a chance to maybe win it with a three-pointer there in the second overtime. So it's Grand Island Central Catholic moving on to the championship ball game, the Centennial Conference Tournament. They will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock against the winner of this one. And the girls' championship ball game tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. It will be Bishop Newman taking on Lincoln Christian. Last night of the semifinals here, it was Newman knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 51-41. And the other semifinal game played, it was Lincoln Christian knocking off Aquinas by a score of 52-37. So the girls' championship tomorrow night, Newman against Lincoln Christian at 4:15. Central Catholic plays the winner of this one tomorrow night at 6. If St. Cecilia can hang on here tonight, we'll have the championship ball game right here on 1230 KHIS tomorrow night. Beginning at 6, pregame show will begin immediately following our Hastings College Bronco coverage from Sioux City. That's where we're headed next, as Hastings College will take on the Mustangs out of Morningside tomorrow afternoon up in Sioux City. The Alley Gymnasium will head that way after the broadcast here tonight. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with the pregame show and head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. We're in halftime of our boys' high school basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Archbishop Bergen, the score 22-17. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Rowe back at Lincoln Christian High School tonight with boys high school basketball and 1230 KHAS. A couple other scores to pass along to you. At halftime in girls play back home, it's Hastings High out on top of Adams Central tonight, 25-23. That game is at halftime. Hastings High 25, Adams Central 23. Halftime in girls high school basketball tonight. And from the area in girls play, it was Silver Lake knocking off Lawrence Nelson tonight by a score of 47-28. Silver Lake 47, Lawrence Nelson 28. That in girls high school play tonight in the area. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 22-17. So far for St. Cecilia in the ball game, they've got 7 points from Paul Gettert. Gettert with 3 field goals, and he is 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Zach Stirrup has got 6 points, a couple of field goals. He is 2 of 2 from the line. Other scorers, Dalton Seeley has got a couple of field goals, and he is 0 of 1 from the free throw line. He has got 4 points. Joe Ryan has got a field goal for two. Phil Hamburger a field goal for 2 points. And Jordan Konsbrick, one out of two from the free throw line for 1 point. St. Cecilia, four out of six from the line in the first half, unofficially five turnovers in the basketball game. Archbishop Bergen is hitting seven out of eight from the free throw line. They have got 10 turnovers in the ballgame. Only four guys have scored here through the first two quarters. Nick Jensen has got 7 points, got a couple of field goals, and he is three of three from the free throw line. Tom got two field goals for four. Derek White has got a field goal, and he is two of three from the free throw line, 4 points. And Tanner Worth has got a couple of free throws and 2 points in the basketball game here tonight. So Eastern Saints to say with a lead over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 22-17. And the Knights have lost only one time this year, and that was back on January 19th. They lost to Council Bluffs St. Albert on a score of 52-49. Since then, they've won a couple of ball games against SCOTUS and this week over Bishop Newman. So Archbishop Bergen, the real deal. They are ranked number three in Class C2. And Hastings St. Cecilia losing only to Gretna back in December, on December the 22nd. That was a road game, lost to them in overtime by a score of 56-50. We've had action this week from the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Next week, the Lou Platt Conference Tournament gets underway. The Adams Central Patriots going to be involved in that. The Adams Central girls basketball team will play on Tuesday night at 6:15 at home. They'll play either St. Paul or Donovan Trumbull. Those two teams will play on Monday night at 7 o'clock at St. Paul. So the winner there will move on to face Adams Central on Tuesday at 6:15. The other first-round games for the girls in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, Ravenna will play Centura. Gibbon will take on Wood River, and the number one seed is Kearney Catholic. The Stars will get either Loup City or Ord on Tuesday night in Kearney. Loup City and Ord will play on Monday. In the boys' side of things for the Loup tournament, the number one seed is Ravenna. Ravenna will get either Donovan Trumbull or Gibbon on Tuesday night in the opening round of the tourney. Donovan Trumbull and Gibbon will play in the Bunny Bracket ball game at 7 o'clock on Monday. The other Bunny Bracket game will be Ord taking on Centura. The winner will get St. Paul. The Adams Central boys will take on Wood River next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock at Adams Central. And the other games will be Loup City playing Kearney Catholic. The semifinals and the championship ball games, as well as the consolation games in the Loup Platt Conference Tournament, will be played this year at Kearney Catholic. 22-17 is our score here at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Archbishop Bergen. We'll take a quick break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, they're at halftime of that boys contest. Obviously, Lawrence Nelson and Silver Lake. Lawrence Nelson has got the lead over the Mustangs. It is 18-16 at halftime in boys high school basketball tonight. Lawrence Nelson 18, Silver Lake 16. Hastings St. Cecilia trying to win their way into the conference championship ball game tomorrow night. The Blue Hawks will start the third quarter with a 22-17 advantage. St. Cecilia shoots to our basket to our right. Immediately they go inside to Sturp. A shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Follow shot up and in. Zach Sturp now with 8 points in the ballgame. And now St. Cecilia has got their biggest lead of the contest, 24-17. Now the Knights will work with it. Back in their offensive zone. Here's a John Spellenberg looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Loses it out on the dribble. Deep in the corner of the right side. Has to get rid of it. Finally does. Comes out to a Nick Jensen. St. Cecilia in the man-to-man defense here in the second quarter. The Hawks have now built a 7-point lead, 24-17. Driving down the lane is Jensen. Contact made. Foul called as Jensen hits the deck there for Wahoo Newman, rather for Archbishop Bergen. The foul is going to go here on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Dalton Seeley. Seeley picks up his first foul. Going to the free throw line for Archbishop Bergen will be Nick Jensen. Jensen so far 7 points in the basketball game. 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. And we'll get one more. Jensen had 11 the other night in the quarterfinals when Bergen beat Newman by the score of 62-45. 24-18 here. Hawks have the advantage. Next shot is up there by Jensen. That one was perfect. Nothing but twine, nothing but net for Nick Jensen. as 24-19, St. Cecilia now with a five-point lead. Hawks working against the pressure in backcourt to break it easily. A pass to Joe Ryan down on the baseline to Gettert. Gettert drives the baseline, puts it up off of the window. A shot's going to be no good. Rebound Sturrup, follow shot good. Zach Sturrup, a couple of field goals to begin this third quarter, and it's now 26-19. The Hawks again with the lead by 7 points. Here's a shot that's going to be partially deflected by Sturrup. That one was taken there by Archbishop Bergen's Spencer Morrissey, who's into the ball game now. Now getting a foul call. Bringing the ball up to four there was St. Cecilia's Bo Schwenke. He's calling for the little push off as he came down the near sideline. A sixth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. The first foul on Schwenke. 6:54 to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by 7 points again. It is 26-19. The Knights have the ball. Josh Boggs has got it around the screen. Boggs is now double-teamed on the far side. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected by Steely. The ball's going to be brought down here by Sturrup. Long pass down to four. Schwenke down to Steely, and he's fouling the play. Getting back there defensively, committing the personal foul is John Spellerberg of Archbishop Bergen. Steely will go to the free throw line now for the Hawks. The two fouls now on Spellerberg. Now the officials discussing things out there. Two shots here for Dalton Steely. And the Bergen fans right in front of us don't like that. But Dalton Steely awarded two shots here. He's got 4 points in the ball game. He's 0-1 from the free throw line. Steely's shot is up there. That one is good. Steely will have one more. He had 18 points the other night when St. Cecilia beat Boys Town 63-37. Steely, a 72% foul shooter in the season. He was 29 out of 40 coming into the ball game here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good. He buries two free throws. And St. Cecilia now with the biggest lead of the ball game. It is 28-19. As the pass again is deflected out of bounds from the far sideline. So 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Now we're going to have a foul called over there. Not only was it deflected out of bounds, but Steely also picks up the personal foul. That's his second. He's going to check out. Here comes Phil Hamburger in the ball game now for Kevin Asher and the Bluehawks. 28-19, St. Cecilia's got a 9-point lead. Josh Boggs with the ball, races it into the offensive scoring zone now against Bo Schwenke. Now Bo is hit with a personal foul. Boggs was trying to take it to the wing on the right side. Schwenke was guarding him a little bit too closely that time. And Schwenke picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number four on the Blue Hawks here in the second half of play. We have not yet played but 2 minutes. Minute and a half to be exact. And the Hawks already got four fouls here in the second half. Patrick Rasmussen with the ball. Picked up defensively now by Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia. Here's Nick Jensen. Jensen goes to the far sideline to Spellerberg. Down on the baseline, Derek White has got it. Down to Spellerberg. Out top to a Nick Jensen, looking to penetrate. Drives it down the paint. Dishes off down in the corner. Rasmussen is shot up and in the three-pointer. Patrick Rasmussen hits the three ball from deep in the left corner. And Archbishop Bergen is back to within 6 points. 28-22. St. Cecilia comes back. Gettert on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Paul Gettert angles from the right corner, right toward the basket, and he scores easily. He's got 9 points. 30-22, Hawks leading by eight. Here's Archbishop Bergen back with the ball. Nick Jensen has got it picked up by Gettert. Jensen dribbling, brings it up high on the block, and now out in the three-point territory as he hands the ball away to Spellerberg. He can't handle it, and the penalty violation is called. Spellerberg kind of juggled the ball out there as he's trying to move it to the near sideline. And a traveling violation is called on Bergen. That is their 12th turnover in the ballgame. St. Cecilia's got six. And the Blue Hawks have an 8-point advantage. They have a chance to get to a double-digit lead right here. Joe Ryan goes inside, grabbing the ball as Gettert. His shot is up and in. Paul Gettert scores. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. The Hawks lead by 10 for the first time tonight. 32-22 with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the third, there's a shot from underneath the basket. It's going to be partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Sturrup. Sturrup down to Bo Schwenke. A long pass down to four. They hit it to Hamburger. Out of Bo out here at the top of the key. So a zone defense here. 1-2-2 zone defense for Archbishop Bergen. Dribble penetration. Kenner's got it on the baseline. Shot from 10. No good. Rebound Sturrup. Follow shot good. Zach Sturrup gets the offensive board on the putback. And now Spellerberg is down underneath the bucket there for Archbishop Bergen. And we have got a timeout call. The Spellerberg is slow in getting up. And now the official is going to talk with Kevin Asher. Sturrup got the field goal to go down on the rebound and the putback. The coaching staff for Archbishop Bergen wanted to call a timeout because of the injured player down there. Spellerberg is running underneath the basket. And we got a timeout from Archbishop Bergen, but the points stay on the scoreboard. 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play now in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 34, Archbishop Bergen 22.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia attacking the basket a little bit better here in the second half. They've outscored Archbishop Bergen 12-5. And they have now got a 12-point lead, 34-22. We got 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The winner gets Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow night for the conference tournament championship. That will be at 6 o'clock. And now we got a foul here as Bo Swinkin knocks down a defender there for Archbishop Bergen. Getting up was Nick Jensen. So Schwenker picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number five on the Blue Hawks. He's going to have to come out of the ball game now. As Bo comes out, here comes Simon Ostrander back in there. 34-22, St. Cecilia with a 12-point lead. The Hawks on a 12-5 run here in this third quarter. Josh Boggs has got the ball. Boggs down to Tom Webb. He tries to dump it down low, and the pass is too far. Trying to get it to a Curtis Kammer, and he threw it too far. This turnover number 13 on Archbishop Bergen. Now the Knights going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. They're followed behind by double digits, 34-22. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hamburger gets it to Ryan. His pass in the deep left corner is too far. Stirrup can't catch up with it. The backcourt pressure results in a turnover at the other end for St. Cecilia. That's seven turnovers now in the Blue Hawks. 34-22, down to 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter here tonight from Lincoln. Patrick Rasmussen with the ball here on the near sideline. They come out on top as Nick Jensen. Jensen on the wing, the Kammer. Now they hammer it down low. Tom Wynn has got it. Comes back out between the rings to Josh Boggs. He drives the ball against Ostrander, goes for the basket. The shot is up there. It's no good. And the ball is lost out of bounds by Stirrup. It's going to be St. Cecilia staying here on defense. It'll be Bishop Newman inbounding the baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josh Boggs will trigger things in here for the Knights. 4:15 to play, 34-22, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Nick Jensen, comes out into three-point territory again. That's Rasmussen. His pass to the far sideline is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Hamburger. Gets it away down to Stirrup. Back to Hamburger. Here come the Hawks with a 12-point lead, 34-22. Ostrander goes to Hamburger. Hamburger, rainbow pass, comes on the near sideline. Joe Ryan at the Simon Ostrander. The Hamburger again, free throw line extended left side. Hamburger comes deep in the corner, right side. Here's a shot by Ryan, good for three. Joe Ryan knocks down the tray from deep in the right corner. And St. Cecilia now leads by 15 points over Archbishop Bergen. It is 37-22. St. Cecilia led at halftime with this baby, 22-17. They've had a good third quarter here tonight. Here's Archbishop Bergen with the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Nick Jensen has got it. Picked up there by Gennard of St. Cecilia. Hands it away to Josh Boggs. Simon Ostrander will pick him up out here in three-point territory. Here's a pass to the wing that's going to be deflected out of bounds. Over here quickly for St. Cecilia was Joe Ryan. Knocks the ball out of bounds. Tanner Wood comes into the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen, replacing Patrick Rasmussen. 3:21 to play in the third. St. Cecilia with a 15-point lead. 37-22. The Knights have the ball. Here's Tanner Wood. Out in three-point territory. Now to a Jensen. Jensen looking to drive it. Can't do it. Stops at the free throw line. Now backs it down out of there. Drives it down the left side of the lane. All the way to the baseline. Stops there. Dishes off in the lane. Wood shot good. Tanner Wood scores right in front of the basket there for Archbishop Bergen. They got the dribble penetration. They took it down in the baseline. And then Wood was wide open in the lane. 37-24. St. Cecilia with a 13-point lead. Hawks with the ball. Stirrup goes inside to Ryan. He puts it up off the window. It's no good. Long rebound goes to the far sideline. Picked up by Kammer. Falls down with the ball. The scramble is on. Kammer grabs it there for Archbishop Bergen. That'll work. Brings it back the other way. There's a feed down to Boggs. Deep in the corner. Back inside to Worth. The shot's blocked down by Stirrup. Ball is recovered there by Gettert. Long pass down to Ford. The Hamburger. Layup good. So Hamburger down with 4 points in the ball game. The Hawks lead by 15 again. 39-24 with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play. In the third quarter, there's a pass to the wing. It's going to be intercepted again by Ryan. He drives, shoots, and scores. Another field goal for St. Cecilia as Joe Ryan gets the steal. Has a pass left to the wing on the right side. Ryan takes it the rest of the way. Gets his third field goal of the ball game. He's now got seven. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 17-point lead over Archbishop Bergen. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 41, Bergen 24.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Thanks to say with a good third quarter here tonight. They have outscored the Knights 19-7. And St. Cecilia has now got a 17-point lead. It is 41-24 tonight. Boys High School basketball action at 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 41-24. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here with 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play in quarter number three. And it's going to be Archbishop Bergen with the basketball. Tanner Worth has got it. Dribbles to the free throw line. Worth comes out here in 3-point territory. Drives it down the left side of the lane to win. His shot off of the window is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Bergen cannot buy a basket here in quarter number three. Here come the Hawks back the other way. Kissinger with the ball, now to Hamburger. Hamburger holds it, double team, jump pass to the far side. It goes to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger down in the baseline. That's going to go to Gettert. Entry pass and falling down with the basketball, and now we got a foul called. Falling down with it was Ryan. The pass was high. Ryan elevates to try to grab it there. But then we got a personal foul called on Bergen. That's going to go on Spellenberg. That's going to be his third. It's only team foul number two on the Knights here in quarter number three. So St. Cecilia will have no free throws. Hawks will play things in way out near the 10-second line to Kissinger. The ball tipped away into the backcourt. Kissinger grabs it back. He's double-teamed now. Gets it under control and comes to Hamburger. Hamburger brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. St. Cecilia with a 17-point lead. Here's Gettert out for the baseline. A little five-footer. No good. Got him for the rebound. Two, three players to the deck. Finally, Ryan grabs the ball. Ryan now to Konsberg. The Hawks keep the ball alive here. With a minute and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter, it's 41-24. There's a pass deflected away from Hamburger, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Tanner Worth just reaches out there and grabs him, and the foul is going to go on Tanner. That's going to be his first in the team foul number three on Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia will play things in from underneath their own basket. Bounce pass comes out to Hamburger. He drives the ball out of the paint. Now to Getters. Back outside the ring. This is going to be Joe Ryan with the ball. We're down a minute and 5 seconds to play. St. Cecilia playing keep away now here in the third quarter. Hamburger comes to the near sideline to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger, now to Joe Ryan, takes it to the elbow, right side of the lane. His pass is deflected, and we got a kicking violation now called on John Spellenberg of Archbishop Bergen. So St. Cecilia will play things in. 54.6 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 41-24. St. Cecilia with the lead. Kissinger checks out. Here comes Simon Ostrander back into the ball game for Kevin Asher and the Hawks. Joe Ryan will play things in into the backcourt. It's going to be Hamburger with the ball. Now Bergen picking him up all over the place. They've been zoned all night long. Here's Simon Ostrander down in the corner to Konsberg. Now to Ostrander. Deep wing, left side. Comes out near the 10-second line. Now to Hamburger. St. Cecilia appears to be going for the final shot of the third quarter. They have ran about a half a minute off of the clock already. Here's a Konsberg deep in the corner left side. Comes out to the 10-second line to Joe Ryan. Down to the near side. Hamburger has got it. Splits a couple of defenders. Takes it to the elbow. Won't put up a shot. Now a foul is called as he's trying to come back out of the three-point territory. A foul is called on Bergen. It's going to go on Curtis Kammer. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the night. So still no free throws. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side. They get it to Paul Gettert. Deep in the corner. Gettert brings it up high on the block, comes out in the three-point territory. Joe Ryan down to Hamburger, 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ryan has got it, double-teamed on the wing, down to Hamburger again. Hamburger dribbles, leaves it out here to Simon Ostrander, 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Ostrander's pass to the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Worth, he loses control of the ball, goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to St. Cecilia. So the Hawks will play things in here. Wirken got the steal. Tanner Wirk got his hands off it, but he lost the ball here. And it finally goes out of bounds right in front of the scores table, so St. Cecilia will play things in. 3.9 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ostrander gets to the getter, drives the ball down the right side of the lane, stops and pops his shot around the rim, falls off, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. So St. Cecilia just 8 minutes away from advancing to the finals of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tonight. They hold Archbishop Bergen at only 7 points in that third quarter. They outscore them 19-7 in the third quarter. We go to the fourth and final period here tonight at Lincoln Christian High School. We'll take a break with the score, St. Cecilia 41, Archbishop Bergen 24.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have Hastings College basketball coming your way tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings will play at Morningside. The women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game will be at 2. The guys will go at 4 tomorrow. We'll have the play-by-play coverage beginning at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. We are in the fourth quarter. It's 41-24. St. Cecilia with a 17-point lead over Archbishop Bergen here in the semifinals of this Centennial Conference tournament. Bergen has got the ball. Work gets away, drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Stirrup runs into Work as he was bringing it down the lane there, and Stirrup is guilty of the personal foul. That's Zach Sturt. That's going to be team foul number 6 on St. Cecilia. And now going to the free throw line will be Tanner Worth for Archbishop Bergen. He has got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. 7:44 to play in the ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their 13th win of the season here tonight in 14 games. Big shot is up there. That's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good, so he misses a pair. Sturt grabs the rebound for St. Cecilia. Now to Boschwinka. Gold brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. Stops out here. Goes to Dalton Steely. They get it inside. Down to Sturt. Double team. Sends it over here to Gettert. Now to Schwinka. Long range jumper for 3. No good. Rebound Gettert. Getting down the baseline, goes back up, powers his way to the basket, his shot is up there, that one won't go, and Stewart knocks the ball out of bounds. So St. Cecilia with a couple of good looks at the basket right there, and Stewart knocks the ball out of bounds for St. Cecilia. It's going to be Archbishop Bergen playing things in. 7:20 to play in the ballgame, St. Cecilia leading 41-24. In boys high school basketball, Nick Jensen with the ball, Jensen now to Spellerberg. Spellerberg to the near sideline, Patrick Rasmussen. Rasmussen comes back out to Spellerberg. Dribbles left side of the lane, gives it away down to Rasmussen, deep in the left corner. The ball swatted away and is taken down by Seeley. Seeley gets the steal. That's the 16th turnover on Archbishop Bergen as he just pops the ball out of there. And St. Cecilia's got it now. Boschwinka goes to Ryan. Ryan into the fourth quarter, down for the Hawks. 6:50 to play in the basketball game. Ryan trapped out here, 3-point territory, gets it away to Gettert. Gettert back out to Ryan, falls down with the ball, now picks it back up. Ryan gets it in the hands now of Boschwinka. And Archbishop Bergen has now gone to a man-to-man defense here. Here's Seeley around the screen from Gettert. Gives the ball away to Paul in the lane. Dumps it off down low. That's Sturt. His shot is up there. It's good. Zach is a tough cookie to handle down there that deep in the lane. He's now got 14 points in the ballgame. Now here's a pass deflected out of bounds by Seeley. The Blue Hawks playing much better defense here in the second half. St. Cecilia trailed by, or actually they trailed by 1 at the end of the first quarter. They were able to grab a 22-17 lead by halftime, but this second half has been all St. Cecilia. The Hawks have now opened up a 19-point lead here in the ballgame. Here's Boggs off of the baseline. His 15-footer, no good. Gettert goes for the rebound, and he is a guilty party here. He's fouled. He's up. He's up a foul here for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third. Trying to wrestle the ball away from Derek White. And it's Gettert who picks up the foul. That's going to be the 17th foul in St. Cecilia. And White goes to the free throw line now for Archbishop Bergen. He has got 4 points in the basketball game. This will be a 1-1 situation. 43-24, St. Cecilia has got the lead. A shot from Derek White is in the air, and that one is good. And we'll get one more. The girls' championship tomorrow will go at 4:15. That will pit Newman up against Lincoln Christian. Newman was the team to beat St. Cecilia last night here, 51-41. Christian beat Aquinas in the other girls' semifinal game, 52-37. Grand Island Central Catholic will play the winner of this game for the boys' championship tomorrow night at 6. 43-25 right now. It's the Blue Hawks. They have the lead. There's a shot from the line. It's going to be up there. It's good. That one rattles home for Derek White. He has got 6 points in the ballgame, and it's now 43-26. St. Cecilia working here in backcourt. Bo Schwenke has got it. Schwenke double team, goes to Stirrup. Stirrup races the ball across the 10-second line on the dribble. And now gets it in the hands of Matt Kissinger, who's back into the ballgame for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. There's Schwenke. They get inside to Stirrup. The ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. Spellerberg knocked the ball loose there for Bishop Newman, but I think he also got the personal foul as well. That's going to be the fourth foul on John Spellerberg. Team foul number 5 on Archbishop Bergen in this second half of play. And no free throws. It'll be St. Cecilia mounting the ball. They get it to Stirrup, and the lane goes up, and he shot it up there. It's no good. Tap try by Seeley is good. Seeley now at 8 points in the ballgame. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted by Gettert, and he falls out of bounds. And I think we got a foul called here on Bergen. Somebody knocked Gettert out of bounds. And that's going to be Spellerberg, and I think that's all she wrote for him. Spellerberg got down there, ran into a Gettert. Paul had the ball, and Spellerberg knocked him down, and now John is out of the ballgame. He fouls that with 5:48 to play. So one of their leading scorers. He had 11 points the other night against Newman in their 62-45 win in the quarterfinals. He did not score tonight. He fouls out with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play. And St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with a 45-26 advantage over Archbishop Bergen. So St. Cecilia will play things in here in backcourt. That's only the fifth team foul on the Knights here in the ballgame. Second half, anyway. Schwenke will inbound. Gets into the big guy. Stirrup hands it back away to Schwenke. Leaves between some defenders. Down to the near sideline to Seeley. Dalton Seeley with it for St. Cecilia to Bo Schwenke. Left side of the lane. In pretty fast. They get it to Stirrup. Now driving down the lane. There's a pass to Bo Schwenke. And he gets the field goal to go down. And he is fouling the play. Stirrup had it just left of the basket and finally gets rid of it as Schwenke was sliding down the lane. That is the first field goal of the ball game for Schwenke. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Josh Bonds of Archbishop Bergen. And the Hawks blowing the Knights out of here right now in the second half of play. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 47, Archbishop Bergen 26.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
After three quarters in girls high school basketball, Adams Central has come back to grab the 36-35 advantage over Hastings High. Adams Central 36, Hastings High 35. Then in girls play tonight up for the jungle at Hastings High. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It is up and in by Bo Schwenke. And the Blue Hawks have now built a 22-point lead, 48-26. Here's a camera with the ball back out of the wing. A three-pointer put up and in. Nick Jensen now with 12 points in the ballgame. And it's now 48-29. Hawks leading by 19 points. Stirrup down the near sideline. A lob pass down in the corner to Gettert. Back out on the wing on the left side. That's Seeley. Here's Stirrup again. Ball high above his head. Stirrup dribbles once. Brings it on the wing now. That's Bo Schwenke. Schwenke now to Joe Ryan. They get it to the free throw line to get it. Now to Bo here on the near sideline. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Stirrup. Puts man in the air. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound. Get it. He's found in the play. And get it. We'll go to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. That is the seventh team foul on Bishop Newman. The foul is going to go on Derek White. That's going to be his fourth foul. Spellerberg has already fouled out of the ball game for the Knights. Coming out of the contest now is going to be Nick Jensen coming back in. Tom Wentz. the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Paul Gennert. He's got 11 so far in the ballgame. Gennert, a 58% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's good. Gennert will have one more. He is averaging 9 points per ballgame now and 6.9 rebounds per game. And Gennert will have one more. St. Cecilia is up by 20 points. They led by halftime by only, 5? 22-17. Next shot is up there from Gennert. Dances around the rim and down through the hole it goes. The Hawks have hit half a century now. It's 50-29. 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Here in this one from Lincoln Christian tonight. Patrick Rasmussen with the ball. Moves it around the three-point arc. White has got it. White to a Kammer. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. And we got a whistle and a foul call on the way in. As Kammer was taking that ball over the rack there against the St. Cecilia defense. And the foul called out top. Ryan on the Blue Hawks. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 7 on St. Cecilia. Going to the free throw line now will be Curtis Kammer for Archbishop Bergen. He has not scored so far tonight. Hamburger is in. Ryan checks out. So St. Cecilia hangs on. There'll be a 6 o'clock contest tomorrow against Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders are still undefeated as they beat Lincoln Christian in the first game tonight by 2 points in overtime. Top of the free throw line is going to be up and in by Curtis Kammer. He gets in the scorebook now. That was a 47-45 win for GI Central Catholic over Lincoln Christian in the other semifinal game played preceding this one. Here comes the next shot. It's good by Kammer. That would be the first of 2 meetings in 2 weeks as St. Cecilia will play Central Catholic during the regular season 2 weeks from tonight up in Grand Island. They can see each other a couple of times here. 50-31 is the score. The Hawks have a 19-point lead as we play in the fourth quarter. Bo has got it out here near the 10-second line. Double team. Gets the pass away. Hamburger has got it. Dribbles inside the ring. Back out to Bo. Drives it down the lane. Now Stirrup on the right baseline. Stirrup looks. Comes out of the wing on the right side. That's Dalton Seeley behind a Stirrup screen. Dalton gets it out to Hamburger. Hamburger now to get it at the elbow. Inside is Seeley. Spins. Puts up a shot good. Dalton Seeley scores in the lane there for St. Cecilia. He's in double figures now with 10. 52-31. The Hawks out on top by 21 points. 4 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter. Here's Patrick Rasmussen with the ball. Rasmussen, the Kammer. A diagonal pass goes to the right side. A shot taken from 17 by Tom Went. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup of St. Cecilia. Stirrup gets it in the hands now of Bo Schwinka behind a Gettert screen. Bo double team gets in the way now to Gettert down here in 3-point territory. Gettert now to Phil Hamburger down in the corner. Bo has got it on the baseline. Holds it high above his head. Lob pass out on top. Hamburger has got it. Hamburger drives it down the left side of the lane. Retreats. Comes out now to Seeley. Seeley at the top of the circle. Back to Hamburger. Hamburger takes it down on the baseline. Double teamed again by Archbishop Bergen. Out on the wing. Here's Schwinka. They get it inside to Seeley. Now down low to Hamburger. Shot's going to be no good. Rebound Gettert. Follow shot good. Ball Gettert gets the offensive board and the putback. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. Long pass down to 4. Here's Rasmussen. A left-handed shot. No good. Ball is out of bounds. And let's see. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Tom Wentz of Archbishop Bergen. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Archbishop Bergen, 54-31. The Hawks are the defending champions as far as the Centennial Conference is concerned. They won the tournament last year. And St. Cecilia will be back in that championship ball game tomorrow night at 6. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS following our Bronco basketball coverage from Sioux City tomorrow afternoon. 54-31, St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have had a big, big second half here tonight. Here's Schwinka, gets away, 3-on-3, back the other way, drives for the hole, the shot is up and in. Bo Schwinka now with 5 points in the ball game. It's 56-31. Curtis Kammer deep in the right corner, lob pass out on top of Nick Jensen, drives it against Hamburger, all the way to the basket, shot is up there, no good, he's fouled in the fight. I think that was Stirrup sliding over there to help out, and he's got to be hit with a personal foul here, that's the case. Zach Stirrup picks up his 4th personal foul. And Nick Jensen will go to the free throw line now for Archbishop Bergen. He has got 12 points in the ballgame. He is 5 from the free throw line. But Nick Jensen will have a couple of shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting by Stirrup. His shot is up there and in. Here comes Jordan Consbrook into the ballgame now, replacing Dalton Seeley. Stirrup is going to check out as well as Simon Ostrander comes into the ballgame. So the Hawks will play for the championship tomorrow night at 6. Here at Lincoln Christian, we'll have the game on 1230 KHIS tomorrow following Hastings College basketball. Here's the next shot by Jensen. It is up and in. Now perfect from the free throw line, 7-for-7. He's got 14 points in the ball game. But Bishop Newman is trailing So by 23 points here in the basketball game, it's 56-33. St. Cecilia with the advantage. Bo Schwenka brings it into the offensive zone. Jump pass to Ostrander. They get it inside again. That's Jordan Konsberg. He won't put up a shot. Comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger will move it to the right side. Dribbling with the ball. Comes out of the three-point territory behind a screen from Ostrander. Hamburger in trouble now as he picks up the dribble. Comes out here to Bo Schwenka. 2:20 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading by 23. There's Bo with the ball. Near sideline, double team. Schwenka looking. Cross-court pass goes to Konsberg. On the baseline, drives. Ball stripped away, and it's going to be picked up here by the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. Running back the other way is Went, running down the lane, and scores. Throws up a runner down the lane. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. 56-35. The Hawks lead is now 21 points. Schwenka down to Hamburger in the lane. Gennard has got it. Drives it. Takes it down on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Jensen. Jensen, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Stomps out here. Now retreats. Out near the 10-second line. We're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. Nick Jensen goes one-on-one against Hamburger. Spins. Puts up a shot. That one is good. Nick Jensen hits another field goal. He's now got 16 points in the basketball game. 56-37. St. Cecilia's lead is now 19 points. Here's Gennard. He drives, shoots, and banks on home. Paul Gennard scores for St. Cecilia. He's got 17 in the ball game. 10 of those coming in the second half of play. 58-37, down to a 1:17 left. Driving the ball, losing control of it is Nick Jensen. The ball is going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia. Hamburger has got it, drives it back the other way. Stops and pops from 10. That one misses, no good. Rebound tapped around. Gennard had it, lost it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown here by Curtis Kammer of Archbishop Bergen. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Kissinger. Also coming in for the Hawks will be Chase Bassett. 1:03 to play here. This one, St. Cecilia will play for the conference tournament championship for the second straight year. That'll be tomorrow, 6 o'clock, here at the Crusader Gym in Lincoln. And Alice Carter is coming out for Archbishop Bergen. They've got a fine season going. This is just their second loss of the season here tonight. They're in Class T2, the class below St. Cecilia. And they have lost only one time this year prior to this. That's a team we could see in the a couple of weeks, the state tournament in Lincoln. This is a very good basketball team for Archbishop Bergen. Facing St. Cecilia, had only a 5-point lead at halftime, 22-17. Hamburger down the lane, loses the control of the ball. It is now loose and is going to be picked up here by Bergen. So a turnover on the Hawks, that's number 10 in the ball game for St. Cecilia. So Bergen comes back the other way. A lot of new faces in there now for the Knights. And they throw the ball on the near sideline and they throw it out of bounds. A turnover there on Bergen, that's going to be 18 in the ball game now for Archbishop Bergen. 39.7 seconds to play. We've got the player of the game coming up in the coach's postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Here comes Simon Ostrander back for St. Cecilia. Goes on the far side. That's going to be Matt Kissinger with the ball. Double team. Gets it away to Ostrander. Now to Jordan Konsberg. Konsberg holds it deep in the left corner for the Hawks. Over that left side is going to be Simon Ostrander with the ball. Cross-court pass comes to this near side. Matt Kissinger has got it. It's tipped into the backcourt. Kissinger picks it back up. That is Spencer Zissett, who's into the ball game for the Hawks. To the near sideline, that's Lee Bassett. Gets the ball away. That's Kissinger. Seems to say had an open look there, but didn't take the shot. Konsberg now with 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Ostrander has got it. Out to Spencer Zissett. And that's going to be the final score in this one. If facing St. Cecilia wraps up the win tonight. The Blue Hawks win it over Archbishop Bergen by 21 points in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Final score tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia 58, Archbishop Bergen 37. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
For 3 days only through this Saturday, Hogan's Sporting Goods kicks off its 50th anniversary celebration with 50% off men's, women's, and kids' apparel in stock. And take an additional 25% off the list and sale price on shoes. 3 days only through Saturday at Hogan's Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Lincoln Christian High School here tonight with boys high school basketball from 1230 KHAS. The Blue Hawks will play for the Centennial Conference Tournament Championship tomorrow night against Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders won the first ball game over Lincoln Christian, the score 47-45, and the Blue Hawks wooden nightcap here tonight as they beat Archbishop Bergen by the score of 48-37. So St. Cecilia now 13-1 on the season. Archbishop Bergen will drop to 13-2. Bergen had the lead after the first quarter, 9-8. St. Cecilia coming back to outscore Bergen in the second period by a margin of 14-8. St. Cecilia had a 5-point lead at halftime, 22-17. And then the second half dominated by the Hawks as they outscored Bergen in the two quarters, 36-20. St. Cecilia had a 41-24 lead after three quarters. And again, the final, the Hawks win by a score of 58-37. Paul Gettert, second straight ball game, has led the way for Hastings St. Cecilia. He scored 17 points in the basketball game tonight. He had 7 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So 17 for Paul Gettert, 7 of those in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Also in double figures tonight for St. Cecilia, Zach Stirrup. He had 6 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He had the 14 points. Dalton Seeley ends up with 10 points tonight. He had 4 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. The other scores for St. Cecilia, Joe Ryan had 7 points. Bo Schwenka had 5, 4 for Phil Hamburger, and 1 for Jordan Consbrook. St. Cecilia, 9 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight, unofficially 9 turnovers in the basketball game. Archbishop Bergen was led by Nick Jensen. He finishes with 16 points in the ball game. He was the only guy to reach double figures tonight for the Knights. The other scorers, though, Tom Wendt had 6 points. Derek White had 6. 4 points for Tanner Worth. 3 for Patrick Rasmussen and 2 for Curtis Kammer. John Spellerberg, one of their leading scorers, did not score in the ball game tonight. He fouled out with 5 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia takes care of business. They will play for the conference tournament championship tomorrow night against Grand Island Central Catholic. 6 o'clock will be the tip-off time. We'll have the pregame show immediately following our Bronco broadcast tomorrow from Sioux City. It'll be St. Cecilia taking on Grand Island Central Catholic for the title on the boys' side. Meanwhile, on the girls' side at 4:15 tomorrow, it'll be Newman playing Lincoln Christian. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Muscati Health Center proudly supports the St. Cecilia athletes and team. Muscati Health is an integrated team of family physicians and mental health care providers, specializing in family practice and obstetrics, always caring for its current patients and always welcoming new patients. Muscati Health Center is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, Tuesday nights till 7:30, and now offering urgent care services Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. Stewards of Compassionate Care. Muscati Health Center and the Crozier Park Professional Center, 223 East 14th Street, Hastings. You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Farm Bureau Financial Services is an independent and authorized insurance producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in Hastings and South Central Nebraska, call Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth at 402-462-2920.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this evening over Archbishop Bergen. Final score of 58-37 as they outscore St. Cecilia outscores Bergen 36-20 in the second half tonight. And St. Cecilia goes on to post the win 58-37 over Archbishop Bergen. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, for the second straight game, Paul Gettert, 17 points, led the Hawks in scoring. He had 24 the other night in the quarterfinals against Boys Town. So Paul Gettert having a great Centennial Conference basketball tournament, 17 points in the ball game tonight. Zach Sturup had 14, and Dalton Seeley had 10 points in the contest tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and announce our winner right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our Player of the Game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Paul Gettert again. Gettert leads the way in scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game tonight. Gettert, the 6'4" and senior, came up with a bushel basket full of rebounds again tonight here in this ball game. Gettert with 7 field goals, and he was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He had 7 points in the first half and 10 more in the second. 17 points for Paul Gettert. He will be our Player of the Game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia beats Archbishop Bergen by a score of 58-37. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's post-game show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
St. Cecilia knocks off Archbishop Bergen tonight in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. Final score 58-37 as head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame. And coach, maybe not an A number one ball game for you here tonight, but you still got out there with a 21.1. Your feelings on the ball game?
You know, that was as poor a focus as we've had coming out of the locker room, and we sensed it. We talked about it as we were walking out. Coaches do. You know, how do you get your kids ready when, you know, I don't know if they're looking ahead. You know, we just didn't have a right mental attitude, and then you get put under pressure and things don't go exactly the way you think they're going to go, and all of a sudden you're in a ball game against a good team. I mean, you can't stress enough how well Bergen was prepared. They did a great job in the things they needed to do, and, you know, we're just maybe a little bit better team at this point, but definitely our mental attitude was as poor as it's been all year.
I thought Bruggen's defense was pretty solid here today.
Yeah, it was. We saw it on film. They really do a great job in their 1-3-1 of getting into passing lanes, and we were doing a poor job, our guards were, of getting to the areas that we thought we could attack. And in the second half, once we went in and refocused and showed them a couple things, it wasn't rocket sciences, but it was just a matter of getting our bigs the ball in the right places on the floor.
Yeah, you looked like you got the ball inside, got the ball to the rim in the second half a lot more.
Yeah, we did, and we wanted to do that, in the first and second quarter. Have to watch the film. Maybe our posts weren't getting as good of hits as they should have, but I thought that we were missing them a couple times just because we were too worried about the aggressiveness of Fremont Bergen's zone. I mean, they were aggressive in it, and they had our, they were always double teaming our inside post on the ball side, but that wasn't, maybe we should have went to the back side. That's what we were trying to get our kids to understand.
It looks like, especially in the first half, looked like your offense a little frustrated a little bit against that zone.
It sure was, and a lot of that has to do with your focus and understanding, this is the way that it's going to be. I mean, nobody's going to give us anything, and we've got to understand that, at Christmas time, we weren't a very good basketball team on the offensive end, so we've got to do a better job. And then defensively, we got ourselves in a little bit of foul trouble with some silly fouls here and there that just put us on the edge of foul trouble. And when you're doing that, then you're playing, a little bit different rotations and things like that. So, hopefully we can be better tomorrow night or we'll get blown out of the water.
Yeah, you may have lost a little focus as you watched the Central Catholic get play that first ball game, kind of hung around in the overtime, and maybe you lost a little focus because of that.
Yeah, we sure did, and that's my fault. I shouldn't have had our kids out here. I told them, come in at the end of the regulation, obviously, and then it goes overtime, and they're high school kids, and that's totally my fault of not putting them back in the locker room, getting them focused on what they needed to do. We went through it once, we should have went through it twice, and we live and learn, and hopefully we can learn a little bit easier the next time.
Paul Gettert's having a great tournament so far. He had 24 points the other night against Boys Town. Tonight, a bushel basket full of rebounds, again, 17 points in the ball game, 10 in the second half. He's lit a fire here since last week.
Yeah, it's not like Paul. He's got the best toughness approach, probably as anybody is on our team. And he goes out every night and does his stuff. Now, he's getting a lot of stuff just because of his squaring his shoulders to the basket and getting offensive rebounds. We talked about it. We weren't a very good offensive rebounding team for as strong as we were, and he took that to heart, and you can see that he's really doing a good job.
Yeah, the past three or four games, you guys have been very good on the offensive glass.
Yeah, and we should be. We just did a few simple drills and emphasized it a little more. If anything, it was more emphasis on, hey, what are you doing when the shot goes up? And our kids bought into that every shot is a pass to them, so they've done a great job of getting in better position.
Now, for the second straight year, you guys have a chance to play for the conference championship, and tomorrow night to the Grand Island Central Catholic, a team that we will not only see tomorrow, we'll see in a couple of weeks. So is that a detriment to you? We'll see them, twice in 2 weeks?
This is the place we were probably going to plan on seeing them anyway, and they know us by back of our hand, our tendencies, everything we do. I mean, we trade a lot of films, so they've got all of ours. We've had all of theirs. Their kids will be really prepared. It's contrasting styles in somewhat as far as, you look at the difference in size. But they do so many things well with their 4.5 guard offense, and they got one kid, the Meyer kid, who just plays way bigger than he is. So, they're a very good basketball team, and there's a reason they're 15-0, and they've been in some grinders too. They do a great job with a 4-point lead, or they do a great job if they're down three. So we're just going to have to be really, really ready to play, or it could be ugly.
Coach Gavers, you just as soon play this ball game tomorrow 30-27 or some score like that. It was 47-45 in overtime tonight that he picked up the win. But he's not a type of coach that wants to get out and run with you guys. So is tempo going to be the key factor tomorrow?
You talk a lot about tempo, and they are really a push-the-basketball team. Now, I don't know if that'll be the case tomorrow night. They really play full-court man-to-man in your face, heavy tempo a lot of the season. I mean, they've got more fast break points this year than Bill said they've had in a long time. So, we're going to have to make sure we get back on defense because we did a horrible job of that tonight. And then, but you're right, and they like that 35-point game too. So I don't know what to think. You know, it's going to be a game where it comes down to a few mistakes here and there. You know, our turnovers can't be high. You know, our foul trouble can't be anything. And they're the same way. I mean, they can't give us easy stuff. It's two good basketball teams with a lot of different styles to play.
Coach, is there one guy on the Central Catholic team that we have to shut down tomorrow?
Oh, I don't think you could say that at all. They've got, you know, all their kids are really capable of playing well. Obviously, you know, the Weens and Turner Fahey are their leading scorers, but they are well-balanced. They do a great job in their offense getting their kids. They go to the hot shooter. If it would be a Wardine or a Meyer or O'Connor or, you know, Hodak, they'll go to that mismatch. Bill's really good at that. So we'll just have to make sure that we got all of our bases covered, so to say.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Kevin Asher, your head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks splitting this one here tonight as they outscore Archbishop Bergen in the second half, 36-20. They go on to post the win tonight, 58-37. Over Archbishop Brigham. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Couple other scores to pass along to you here tonight. It was the Lawrence Nelson boys knocking off Silver Lake in an area game. 50-35 was the final score there. The girls' game was won by Silver Lake as they beat Lawrence Nelson by the score of 47-28. And we've got the final score in from the Jungle at Hastings High and girls' high school play tonight. Adams Central held off the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 48-44. So the championships are set in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament tomorrow. On the girls' side, it'll be Bishop Newman playing Lincoln Christian at 4:15 tomorrow afternoon. That'll be followed up by Grand Island Central Catholic against St. Cecilia at 6. We'll have the game point here on 1230 KHAS. That will follow our Bronco coverage tomorrow from Sioux City. So join Blaine Bulis to make the trip to Lincoln tomorrow. They'll have the St. Cecilia Grand Island Central Catholic ball game for you tomorrow night following my Bronco broadcast tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. So, again, it was Paul Gennard leading the way, 17 points tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Zach Stirrup had 14. Dalton Seeley had 10. The Hawks knock off Archbishop Bergen by the score of 58-37. St. Cecilia now 13-1 on the season. Archbishop Bergen falls to 13 wins and 2 losses. That'll do it for us tonight from Lincoln. For my producer and engineer, back at the radio station, Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.